Bacon.
The Church of Bacon?
It's bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon!
It's not bacon. It's bacon strips.
Bacon!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. We would like to remind all you listeners that there are hungry people in every community. And, wow, that was disappointing. I don't know whether to wait or I should try to power through this. How about them Mets?
Who's calling a store at 9 o'clock at night?
I don't
know. Closed.
Inappropriate. Anyway, hungry people in every community. So I would like to urge you not to forget about your local food banks. I know you might be tempted to give money to those people in Houston, but don't. Global warming. No, I'm serious. Global warming is upon us. They're already doomed. Not to mention the fact that people are throwing money at them $1 million at a time. The waters are starting to recede, and they're just going to rebuild the same houses in the same weather-ravaged zone. So keep your little slice of the world going by donating to your local food bank, and let the NFL and other celebrities handle Houston. And now, on with the show.
So I have to ask, are you on board with my theory, well, my plan for New Orleans?
Whoa, like how soon it's going to not exist, or?
How about we turn off the pumps and let the ocean have its land back? like it's just ludicrous that people live below sea level. That's just silly.
No,
Move upriver.
I like New Orleans too much for that.
Yeah, but the old parts are above sea level, right?
I was going to say, I've never had an opportunity to visit New Orleans, so I'd like to stick around just for that, and...
I mean, I've never been there either. From what I understand, though, like, the really old parts of New Orleans are above sea level. It's just, you know, the crappy parts that they kept building out and building out and building out are below sea level, and we should let the ocean have it back.
From what I understand, drunk ladies will show you their boobies. So I would like to go to New Orleans.
True story that.
All right. Let's go. Let's make plans. Let's rearrange this birthday trip.
In that case, everybody, welcome to Tales of Ribaldry! No. Wrong show. Alright, greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 105th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always. It's Sneaky Bean 15, it's Chaos 72, it's Ian, it's Ray. How it goes, kids?
Good.
I'm doing very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. I hear you enjoyed Animal Park.
I did enjoy Animal Park.
That's a nice place, right?
Yeah, it was better than advertised.
Yeah.
I had never, you know, investigated it or really known. I just heard that it was better than I should expect, and it was great. We had a nice time. We even took the little safari ride, which was well worth it.
Oh, totally worth it.
And
the giant cowl things come right up and bash their heads against the buses, trying to get some corn and things.
Yeah, everything just demands food from you.
Yeah.
It was great. There was, you know, there was really not too many low points. The only low point was, the drive was fine. You know, they have lots of opportunities to get food to throw to their animals, which doesn't seem nutritious or a good idea. And then it was a little bit warm, so the jungle cats were trying to rest. Oh, I can't tell you how many people sat there and were pelting the male lion in the head with carrots in hopes that it would do something. I was like, you people are the worst and retarded. And by retarded, I mean dumb, not actually having, you know... I realize that the word retarded is no longer popular or used. I apologize.
Yeah, but why taunt the animal?
Yeah, like, why hit him with carrots? It's just rude. I don't know. I didn't care for that. But my son had a great time. My wife and I had a very nice time. It was an unrelated little bit on my way out. This was on Sunday when the park was closing. I had a quick couple minutes, and I took over. There's a Pokemon gym at the park.
Okay.
My Pokemon's still there.
Wow.
Unprecedented. I have never controlled territory for this long.
Maybe everybody there is a little bit too busy to be playing Pokemon.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping, because I did not deserve to be there this long.
See, I have a gym that's right near me that I have the same thing going on, but it's the poultry research facility, so nobody goes there. But a zoo, that's hard. That, well, zoo-ish, you know, animal.
Yeah, I'm hoping, yeah. Yeah, I figure, because I went on a Sunday, and now they just don't get a lot of traffic during the week. I assume best case scenario, I'll have been completely overthrown by Sunday. Or no, by Friday.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, it was a great time.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Did you guys go there recently?
We did.
With one of your
siblings, I took my niece,
nieces, kids,
I took my
daughters,
niece, her husband,
sons.
And their two sons.
Yes. They enjoyed it as well?
They did.
Good.
So, good times. All right, this is the week of August 30th through September 6th of the 2017s. Ian, you still there? You clicked.
Yes.
Okay.
Nope, sorry. I was doing something inappropriate.
All right.
I was rattling a screw around in between my wedding ring and the table. I don't know why I thought that was an on-air good idea, but I've stopped now.
Okay. Thanks. For your Deadpool dailies, Wednesday, Purple Thanos. Thursday, Purple Star-Lord. Friday's the Blue Hawk guy. Saturday is the Black Black Panther. Sunday's Blue Magneto. Monday, Black Storm. Tuesday, Black Cage. Wednesday is Blue Rocking a Group. And the 5-day four-star crash!
Kaboom!
Kabam! Of the Titans.
Kabam!
On the 26th, we had, what was that, Power Man versus Gamorpha?
Gamorpha? Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
That went well for me. How'd that go for you?
Somehow it went well.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have him at something respectable. I have him at something lame, and it went well. I think I have him at 2-3-1, perhaps? Some combination of that? And I won on the first try.
Wow.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I was shocked at how my way it went.
Yeah, because I had a bad time. I mean, I eventually beat her, but she roughed me up something fierce. I think I got her on like the third try.
Cool.
So, 3-1-2, I just looked it up, is what you have at level 131. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't really have, the only part for me, like, she wasn't really doing damage to me, but boy, she stunned me a boatload of times before I finally won. It was just really annoying.
She kept getting her black off and throwing out all the tiles and then doing massive damage afterwards.
Mm. All right. Then coming up, maybe, perhaps, really, fairly for true this time, tomorrow should be Mr. Fantastic. And then on the 5th should be Nova. So let's see. So Ian, let's look at Ian. You've got a 1-1-5 Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming at you with Imagine-Yat.
You can Imagine-Yat all day long. That one might be a little rough for you.
Yeah, it's not going to go good. That's what I'm telling
your
you.
Nova is on the double poop house. He's on the triple twos.
That's also not good.
That could at least go. Nova's pretty strong.
Yeah, we'll see.
Nova's pretty strong. So those are the
odd. Your Fantastic is at 5-5-3, and mine is at 4-4-5. What do you know that I don't?
I know that I don't like Imagine-Yat.
Okay. I think that's how he landed, and I haven't changed him since.
You know, when I use him, he is hanging out with Medusa and Carnage.
Sure.
And I want all the stun that Blue gives me, and I want all the healing that Yellow gives me. His job is not to even pretend to do damage. He is to stand there and be a rubber ball.
When he has Imagine-Yat, his job is to not even pretend to do damage.
That is also true. Imagine-Yat's not that great.
No, I don't know what he does anymore since he's been reworked, but other than give you burst healing instead of true healing.
Yeah, I miss his true healing.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
We know.
I miss it, dude.
So to lead into the next segment, I've never had a question here before, but I've been extra lazy.
All right.
What is System Reboot, and why should I or should I not be playing that?
You should play that to get yourself a free Kingpin and a free Ghost Rider cover.
I want both of those things. I'm going to go play that after the show.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to play. Those are the last two matches. If you win those, you will get the
Okay.
Those
Can
covers.
I get there in one sitting?
Yes.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, great.
The hunt we got going right now in story mode, 15,500 will get you 3 Electras. 26,000 is a purple Coulson. 55 will get you the CP. Top 10 folks get Hyde, and 11,300 is Colossus. Strange
now,
sight.
Now, wait, back to me.
Yes.
And my needs. Now I'm being greedy. You guys don't happen to remember if they're random or what color they are, do you?
What?
The Kingpin and...
I do not remember.
Ghost Rider. Okay. I guess you guys are champs, so it doesn't matter for you.
Yeah, I didn't really pay any attention in anyway.
All right. I'll find out then.
Okay. Strange Sights is next. 21,000 gets you 3 Colossi. 36.5 for Greenhide. 65,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Sandman. And 11 to 300 is Doc Ock. And everyone on Discord says that we're all morons because the covers are random.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
How does that make us morons? We said we didn't know.
Because we didn't know that answer. I don't know.
I don't know. I was just pulling up the event, and it doesn't have a color on it. So, I assume it was random, but I don't remember what I got because it jammed. Yeah.
Just a total random. In the Space Ghost season. Now go live.
Right.
See, the simulator will get you a blade, 3 Quicksilvers, and a Yondu.
Ooh.
And then right now we've got Lethal Intent is running. 800 gets you Red Gamora. 900 is a Black Gamorpha. 1200 for the CP. Top 5 is Ghost Rider. And 6 to 50 is Magneto. So there you go. R134 hit the skids here, and it's got some changes, yo.
Hit the skids?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
All right, this clue hit the skids, because it was bad. It was the easiest clue of all time, and it made me sad. How about that?
I'm okay with that. I agree with that.
All right. So the clue was, his teleport's worse than his bite, which got you, and then, like, I don't know, 8 minutes later, they tweeted out, hey, Lockjaw's coming. So, hey, Lockjaw's coming.
I like it if you approach that clue really slowly. You're like, his teleport, ooh, is worse than his bite. Oh.
Yeah. Because Kurt's probably not going around biting people.
I know.
Bamf, ow.
Bamf,
bamf
chomp.
Ow,
bamf, chomp.
Bamf, ow. Stop it, you jerk.
What an amazing attack.
You know, the human mouth is very dirty. Chock full of problems there. It's like a hippo bite. I don't know.
Wait, they're bacteria filled?
Hippos will kill you dead.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't think it was from the bacteria. I thought it was because they're huge and they will eat you if they see you in their territory.
No, a bite from a hippo is very deadly because of the bacteria and stuff in their mouth.
Oh, I thought it was from the limb loss and the crushing teeth.
Anyway, what has changed? There's a new tile. We could call it Tim. No, we could call it the repeater tile.
Yeah.
It works like a countdown tile in that it counts down each turn, but it returns to its base number instead of being destroyed. So this is the old, you know, one-turn tiles that just kept coming back over and over and over again. A la Human Torch, Flame Jet, Molotov Cocktail.
Sure, what happened?
What have you?
When Blade hits you with a sword and it leaves a tile on there.
Yes.
Night Stalker.
Sure.
Or Human Torch's Flame Jet.
Yeah.
Or more importantly, I missed that. And did you say Rockin' Groot?
I did not.
Yeah, see, that's the one that killed me. But anyway, go ahead. Describe how it works.
That's really it. They're now no longer count as countdown tiles. Those powers that are now that, you know, say do things with countdown tiles no longer affect these. So that rocket pack doesn't get to hang out with people who, you know, count on all those countdown tiles going pop.
All right. That's fair.
That is awful. I was using Rockin' Groot with 4-star Carol. Until that happened, and suddenly Rockin' Groot's tile wasn't activating her power anymore, and I went, hey, what's going on? Oh.
Some other things, character powers that can change into different powers now work correctly in wave missions. A character with the highest health will now stay in front in situations where multiple characters have an active power that moves them to the front. Powers that stun a random character will now increase their stunned turn duration if the character was already stunned. This is awesome. This fixes a bug where if a new stun had a longer duration than the current stun effect, it wouldn't set the current stun duration to the stun duration of the power just cast. When a player has two of the same character at the same level, the character was selected last time is selected by default on the selection screen, and just for Ian, because he's the only person who plays on Steam, selecting the empty space above the back arrow in the Recruit Hero screen no longer takes you to the resource screen.
Oh, that was such a time saver.
And then the other thing you might have noticed, which was an unintentional event.
You might have noticed.
Is now it is loading screens galore in patch 134. Pretty much every time you're going into some kind of fight, there's a loading screen. The thought behind this is that every time you run into a character or a team up that you do not currently have the animations loaded on your local copy of the game for, you are downloading them at that time. So that's what that delay is.
Okay. I don't think I noticed. I should pay attention when I play this later.
Maybe it's different on Steam.
Does it affect Steam? I don't know.
We'll find out next week. Thanks, Ian. Sorry. I've already... Was that corrected, or is that just going to be a thing from now on?
It sounds like that is the way it's going to be for 134. Maybe they'll fix that later.
Okay. Well, then I'll definitely
I think what I saw is that this patch was smaller than previous patches. So you know how you would normally start the game up after a patch, and it would take, you know, minutes to do that initial load?
Sure.
Now that part was much, much quicker, so now you've got all these small loads coming.
Some people were saying the loads were taking, like, minutes.
Well, maybe if you have a really old device or really crappy network, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe, but mine wasn't that long. It was definitely noticeable, but it wasn't that long.
Yeah, I wasn't that upset about it. I'll live with it. I'm okay. You're okay. You okay? So,
yeah.
All right.
So DJ Squiggy and Daywalker pointed out that the clue when it came out was actually Tug of War Champion, and that they changed it when they did the final release notes.
Okay.
I didn't see it until it had changed.
Right?
Yeah, by the time I saw the clue, it was already said what it says.
Yeah. But there you go. Just wanted to bring that up.
You know, and if you get the Inhumans comic, there's a little Lockjaw short story in the back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude.
I didn't buy it because I hate the comics. Didn't buy that one.
All right. I'm glad to hear that.
The next to last Infamous Iron Man hit today, so that I had to buy.
That's fair. Sure. That was a really good series.
There's only one more of those left, which makes me kind of sad. But that was my, did I buy something else today? Oh, the Generations, whatever this week's was. I don't know. Hawkeye and Hawkeye, maybe? Sure. That sounds like something it was. I don't know. You do still got to get into the shirtless bear fighter, though. It's ridiculous. Mm.
I don't think that's true.
No, oh, it's ridiculous. Flapjacks and maple syrup. That's how they're paying them. That's all I got for news. You got anything to add to that before we move on to the mail?
Nay, says I.
Yeah, I don't think so. There was an announcement that Lockjaw was coming, and the announcement is a big picture of Lockjaw. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, no power descriptions, no right. Nothings, just Lockjaw. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm assuming he's going to be like Devil Dino, right? He's going to just be like, I teleport a different way. I teleport a third way. Like, all of his power is going to be the same.
I don't know.
Maybe he bites you. I don't know. I don't know anything about him other than the tuning fork that he's got stuck on his head.
Right, that's what I was going to say. He's got a tuning fork. He has to be able to do something else, right?
I thought that just let him talk to Black Bolt.
Oh, I don't. Uh-oh. I literally have no clue.
Right. I don't know anything about him. Is he a dog with inhuman powers or an inhuman that looks like a dog?
I thought he was actually an inhuman who looked like a dog.
Oh, okay. I don't know. His origins are all a mystery to me.
I don't know. We can look it up in Memento, por favor.
No dice.
if you wanna look it up while I do while I open the mailbag,
sure.
Willie's getting anxious.
Willie Lumpkin.
So hey, the first thing I have is a question that we received via email.
Sinister.
Flynn's Arcade asks: Is two-star farming worth it? Wait, what?
Good name.
That was a good name.
Flynn's Arcade.
Yeah. Okay. I wore that shirt to the pinball tournament.
he asks, is two-star farming worth it? He said that he recently came across the podcast. He's thoroughly enjoying it. Currently, he's farming two stars, and I don't know exactly what that means. But he says he thinks it's a good way to earn extra rewards. However, he came across our two-star character sell/cost breakdown and saw that it might not be so lucrative. So he says, I'm sure you have a podcast where you talked about that, but could you tell me what the episode was? No, I have no idea. And has our mind changed on the topic? Do we think two-star farming is worth it? So I don't know.
Still totally worth it.
I don't know what you mean, because I just constantly just get the two stars, and what I call it is cycle through them, just recycle them, sell them, restock them all the time.
Yeah, I think they mean the same thing.
So if that's what you mean by farming, then yes, it's totally worth it. Mm-hmm. Because you end up losing, you do lose out on some ISO when you do it, but it's like 4,000, 5,000 ISO, and what you get in return is a bunch of tokens and some hero points. And,
oh, you get all those three-star covers, which then the three-star covers get you four-star covers. And
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely worth it.
I am willing to accept that. I have no information to add other than everybody else seems to do it, so I believe them and just go along with the crowd. Not a free thinker when it comes to this sort of thing.
But if you do want the details, it is on our character stats page. It's on the top of the homepage if you want to take a look. 5 heroic tokens, 3 3-star covers, 250 hero points, and 5 command points that you get for a total loss of 5,000 ISO.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
That seems fair.
It's a good trade-off. So next thing I want to mention, I'm not going to mention everyone individually because there were too many, but I am glad that people enjoyed my Taekwon Leap reference. I put it in there because I found it amusing, and I guess I just lucked out that other people did as well. There was somebody was talking about Boot to the Head.
Yeah, Boot to the Head.
So I put a Boot to the Head reference.
Oh, you booted me in the head! I can't go to that, though, in my head without instantly following it up by a Kawasaki Trimoto. Because I think we always listen to those back-to-back.
It's not a tractor.
It is not a tractor.
Sorry, that reference eluded me on every level.
Okay. We can't quote that reference, so...
No problem.
That one's a little blue. Little blue.
A little bit.
You can catch me up someday.
Yeah. Okay.
Paradiac said that he's been away for a bit because of a promotion and craziness at his work, but he has finally crushed 4 episodes of the Puzzle Warriors and can now comment effectively. He says that he also met someone in Tallahassee that hails from State College, but he could not convince them to play MPQ.
Oh, come on. Maybe they should listen to the podcast, they can get their local news updates.
I was going to say, any chance the person you met was named Will Tawney? If so, get back to me, because that will blow my mind. Secondly, congratulations on your promotion. Lastly, that's all I got.
Okay. FAHQ 1977 says, Cloak and Dagger, neat to theorize with, but not fun to play. And then goes into a breakdown of the powers and why they're not as good as you think they are. Good to have primarily for black AP boosting, but is definitely a support character at best. But kudos to D3 for creating new mechanics. You can't have a game filled with no-brainer heavy hitters. I thought that was, fairly accurate. Hi-Ho Jufro says...
Wow.
Has anyone managed to play Cloak and Dagger versus Black Bolt? Still have no idea how cover lowering versus cover boosts is going to work. I certainly haven't, because I don't have Black Bolt at any useful level. But I thought I'd throw it out there, and if people have comments, I can answer them on Reddit.
Yeah.
I still really want to, you know, try and get my Cloak and Dagger to a level where I can use them, because they sound fun to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
No doubt. We saw that development board.
It's true. It's a true story, bro.
Made them look extra exciting. But the these early reviews aren't too promising. They do have a pocket dimension, though.
Bang Bang says that FAHQ can go suck on a lemon. He's wrong.
Wow.
Okay, then.
Yeah, language. It is pound sand around these parts.
That's right. He can go pound sand.
Sadly, sucking on a lemon sounds delicious.
I'd rather have a lime, personally.
FAHQ, go do something wonderful. I will, thank you.
Unfortunately, this is another place where I agree with Craig. Limes are the best.
Yeah.
They are. I'm not... I didn't know it was an either-or situation.
I just said I would rather have a lime.
Okay.
I prefer limes.
Sure.
Especially when they're somehow strangely covered in gin and tonic water.
Yeah, I see.
Nice rum with Coke.
Sure. Again, in a beverage. And overall, I like the flavor of a lime better. But limes belong in beverages. Lemons belong in desserts.
Hmm.
In my opinion.
So what do you think about key lime pie?
Oh, second best pie there is.
So it's following lemon?
No.
So limes are superior to lemons in desserts?
No, just in one particular pie instance.
Okay.
Lemon-flavored desserts are amongst the finest desserts, but key lime pie is, oh, what a good piece of pie. Man, that sounds awesome.
There's the company that that I buy the coconut milk ice cream. They make a key lime pie ice
Sorry,
cream.
I hate when you remind me about your sad life.
Yeah. However, the key lime, it's really good for, like, one spoonful at a time. Like, it's really strong flavored, and, like, I can't eat too much of it at a time, but it's pretty tasty. It's like those key lime pie Oreos we got that one time.
I could go for some key lime pie.
Those were strangely good.
They were.
Yes, one at a time.
Yeah.
Like, one every 6 hours, they were delicious.
Yeah, you have one, and you're like, oh, that was excellent, I want another one. Oh, no, that's just too much.
Yeah, no, I don't. I didn't want that one. I want to throw it away. Yeah.
I'm reminded of a time when A friend who is a bartender asked Ian if he liked key lime pie, and Ian said, well, of course I like key lime pie, and then brought him a drink that was tasted exactly like key lime pie. Do you remember this, Skerrick?
Skerrick made you a key lime pie drink?
That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah. I can see
he's
that.
A nice guy
totally
and he's thoughtful.
Like
it sounds delicious, yeah. I don't immediately remember it, but I would revisit it in a heartbeat.
Man, if he could
sure.
give me one of those and then follow me up with, you know, with a caipirinha, that would be the bomb.
His caipirinhas are really good.
Sure, but again, I think you got to stick with the key lime pie once you're already there. Mm. But yeah, you're right. Good point. Key lime pie does edge out lemon meringue.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Onwards and upwards. D-Wing Illinois said that, and he had a lot of comments, but he said he's not sure where the boy band conversation ranks in our history. Like, literally can't tell if it's amazing or cringe-inducing. I'm going to go with the latter.
Probably.
He also said that the amount of bad TV that Craig has seen, well, it's less than infinity, but more than infinity minus 20.
Hey, speaking of which, Ian, this came up at work today. Ian, do you remember the laser tag cartoon?
What?
I might, because there were several, and I feel, was it just a cartoon, or was it one of those ones where it would interact with my toys?
No, I believe it was just a cartoon.
Then it's becoming more vague, because there were two competing cartoons where I have a target on my chest, I believe, or on my gun, and I could fire at the TV screen as well.
Yes.
And it would, one was like, I want to say Brave Star, and the other one was, I don't remember, that's something, but I distinctly remember a cartoon about some sort of space sheriff that would call on the powers of animals that would give him the ability to catch space criminals, but you could shoot at the space criminals and they would fire back through the television. Laser tag, I know the cartoon exists. I don't have any real definitive memories of it.
Man, you know, our fourth member is currently not here today because he's playing D&D.
Oh,
but we got both Wayrith and Alpha Team both posted the YouTube links to the laser tag cartoon.
Oh, good. I was getting anxious.
Because we talked about that one at work today, then also the pole position cartoon as well.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
On a totally related note, I got a new streaming device, and I've been downloading apps that have just terrible stuff on them. But one of the apps, have you ever seen the cartoon Conan the Adventurer?
I don't think so.
I recommend it. It totally holds up. I'm rewatching the series now.
What year is this from?
Let's say 94.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I just do not remember that being a show.
Yeah, it was not popular. It ran for a couple seasons, but it was not popular, and it was on an odd hour. It was on at like, it was one of those things that was only on early mornings. Like, it was on at like 6 a.m., followed up by Ronin Warriors.
Mm.
Also, which holds up. I would recommend watching that if you haven't seen it.
Huh.
But yeah, Conan the Adventurer.
I mean, I'm a fan of cartoons, but 6 a.m., come on.
Well, by that time, I was too old, quote-unquote, to be watching cartoons, so I could be up until 6 a.m.
Watch Conan and then go to bed.
Right. Like, go out, party all night, watch Conan, watch Freakazoid, watch Ronin Warriors, and then be gassed out by, like, 7:30 or 8. Yeah, I had stamina back in the day. The wonders of youth.
And then, for some reason, Cactus Jack posted a picture of the Pirates of Darkwater.
Yeah, solid cartoon.
Yeah. I'm not sure why, but...
We're just having a trip down memory lane.
But he said Conan the Adventurer.
He's invited. Oh. He claimed the Pirates of Darkwater were Conan the Adventurer?
I don't know who those people are, so...
That's the Pirates of Darkwater.
Yeah, no, that's not
Conan
the Adventurer.
You say this as though I should know.
You should! Right, that show was awesome!
It wasn't that awesome, but it was solid.
It was
Conan
awesome.
Was better. You should watch it. He really battles all the minions of Set like he should.
All I can tell you is that Conan is not in that picture.
No.
Yeah.
The only problem with Pirates of Darkwater is that it was supposed to be like three seasons of plot, and they only filmed like, or made like five episodes.
Oh.
Like, you know, Prince What's-His-Bucket has the magic compass,
right.
You know, and they're trying to find all the pieces to the, I don't know, save the universe, and, the, you know, it just stops after a while and you get really sad.
Yeah. That's tough. How did we get here? someone throw me a line and pull me back.
Someone mentioned some TV shows.
Okay.
We were talking about D-Wing Illinois, who also said, Hyde strikes me as being like one of those microbots that Transformers gimmicked up, wherein it partners with a full-sized robot, but it's still its own thing. Is that funny?
A little bit. Maybe okay. Chuckle.
I don't get it, but
hey,
I
Samurai's
figured
back.
It was Transformers, so, I, you know.
Did I curse?
I don't know. I don't know. If you did, I wasn't paying enough attention to what you were saying, but that's normal.
Yeah, was it because of the Pirates of Darkwater?
Well, I don't know. Samurai said, asked, said, you know, said, did Craig just go blue on the podcast? I don't think I cursed, but I curse regularly and often, so I might have slipped.
We'll get rid of that in post.
So Skippy KGT said that Cloak and Dagger make a great third to the Hyde 4-star cage combo. It's easy to let some attack tiles build up, and then you fast-track black AP for the fist, and then you switch to yellow to let cage go wild with the extra tiles that you've got on the board. Team is also great at neutering slow but powerful characters or people who spam abilities. But watch Magia Muscles, because their strike tiles can be dangerous. So there you go. Angry German 12 said that every time that he sees 4-star Gamora, he now hears Craig saying,
Gamorpha?
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 And so do I. And by the way, that came up while we were gaming, and he just kept saying it over and over and over again.
Because it gets stuck in my head and it makes me laugh. Gamorpha? Gamorpha?
Big Smooth on the D3 forum asks,
Big Smooth.
he wants to know if Craig has an unreasonable hatred for 4-star Rocket and Groot. Their blue power shows them firing a futuristic Gatling cannon, but then places a countdown tile on the board.
I knew where he was going with that. They're kind of neutral because they have Baby Groot. Baby Groot makes me laugh all the time. So, you know, I guess they get a pass. War Machine just has crap on crap on crap. Baby Groot running across my screen trying to press a button. I like that better.
Okay, there you go. He also said that he tried out the Goblin 5-star Hawkeye Coulson team. And I think FAHQ mentioned that. He said that although his 5-stars are not greatly covered, he can confirm that it is a very effective and ridiculous team. The only problem is you have to sit through a lot of animation once every turn when it starts going.
Oh, sure. I don't really have those characters high enough to use, so there you go.
Yeah, I can't even attempt. But and then Jeff Cascadian said that he doesn't do a lot of PvP, but the Defenders PvP events are going really well for him. And I just wanted to mention that because, yeah, the Defenders PvP have been so much fun. I've gotten more points in PvPs than I ever have before. Because I just like playing over and over and over again. Those characters are fantastic.
Well, there's a lot of the hardcore PvP folks quite often take the non-seasons off. So
true. Yeah, I did get attacked, but I managed to get up 900 points a couple times. So I never done that before. He also mentioned that the Kingpin changes came as a surprise. He thought he was already pretty decent character, and I wanted to mention that because I think we talked about it before, but Kingpin I think is a decent character, but as I say that, I never use him, like, yeah. Ever. I have him championed, and I have never used him unless he was a required character. So I think that's the problem, that they're looking at the number of times that the character is used based on, you know, statistics and seeing that nobody's using him. So they decided to give him a boost. That's my theory. Anyway,
that's a sound theory.
That is all that is in the mailbag.
All right. Well, then to rewind here, let me give you your Lockjaw update.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's an Inhuman. His power, he has more powers than I thought. So, you know, he can teleport. He can psionically trace given scents across dimensional space. So he's a big bloodhound, and he is capable of chewing and swallowing inorganic matter such as scraps of robots with no ill effect.
Okay.
And he's, you know, his jaw is stronger than the average dog.
Well, if he's chewing up robots, I
his jaw is slightly above average.
So there you go. Maybe he'll get a scent power where he sniffs you. I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah, that's fine. That was helpful. That's more than I knew.
Sure. Look out, Vision. Lockjaw's going to chew you up.
Oh, well, he'll just go Diesel.
Look out, Ultron.
Oh, see, yeah, Ultron should be very afraid. Good point.
That's all the only robots I can think of right now. Ragnarok. Look out, Ragnar. There you go.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, that's all the with Willie, right?
Yes, that's the mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Moving on. It's time for the feature something. Go ahead, Ian. I've already forgotten. I was just going to go. I just completely, my whole brain doesn't work right now.
That's okay. I like that when we torpedo something even before it begins. Hey, Ian, do you know what time it is? I sure do, Craig. It's time for the featured character of the week.
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 Nice.
Sorry about that.
Sweet sassy molassie. Here we go. Let me tell you a little bit about the non-Sorcerer Supreme. The Sorcerer Deluxe, if you will.
the former royalty, but has since been deposed.
Good old Baron, don't call me Baron Mordo.
Coral.
Coral!
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 All right, I'm focused. I can do this. He's probably got three abilities like I'm used to. He does. He's got one that's called the Staff of the Living Tribunal. It costs 7 black AP. It deals 467 damage, then converts one black basic tile to a charged tile. Or if there are 6 or more black charged tiles, it deals 54 damage to the enemy team for each black charged tile, then destroys them. So, damage goes up, and the team damage goes up. Damage goes up, team damage goes up, and the number of charged tiles decreases. The converting charge tiles increase. That's back on board. At max level, it deals 3,881 damage, converts 3 charged regular tiles to charged tiles. If there are 3 charged tiles on the board, it deals 874 damage per charged tile to the enemy team. Okay, that's a handy little staff. As far as magical artifacts go, let's look into the vaulting boots of Valtor.
The vaulting boots of Valtor!
Blue, 10 AP. He hits you for 694 damage, then converts 2 basic tiles of the enemy's strongest color into black charged tiles. That damage goes up, 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 up until you get to level 5, and then it converts 3 basic tiles as well. So, 5,674 damage converts 3 basic tiles of the enemy's strongest color into black charged tiles. And he's got power with purpose. It costs 9 purple AP. Stun the target for 1 turn, steal 1 blue AP. That is nice. That's living. Steals... what's that?
No, go ahead. I might be wrong.
Okay. Steals a blue and a purple. Steals 2 blue and a purple. Steals 2 blue, purple, and black. Steal 3 blue, purple, and black. So he's stealing 3 blue, 3 purple, and 3 black AP at level 5.
Yeah, I think that is pre...
Yeah, that's pre-changed.
Did he get reworked?
Yeah.
No! I don't read ahead. I was rushed. Someone tell me what he does.
He steals...
The other ones might have been wrong, too, for all I know.
I wasn't listening to you. He steals the enemy's highest color AP pool and then destroys it.
Oh, that's generous.
Yeah. His purple is where it's at.
Could you be specific about what it does again?
Deal damage for each AP in the enemy's highest colored AP pool, then destroy at level 5 is destroy 5 of it.
Wow. How much does it cost?
9 purple, 545 damage for each AP in the enemy's highest pool. So, if especially when you're fighting someone who's not using all the colors,
right?
If they end up with a big pile of one color, you just put the beat down on them. Something fierce with purple.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, purple is super good now.
Great.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that Donkey Teeth says he doesn't steal like that anymore. Now it sucks. That is not my opinion at all.
Oh, it insta-kills people. I mean,
he's doubling down and saying the steal was better. I have to disagree. I think his purple now is just devastating. You get the team up to, 20 AP in a single color, and they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see where before he would maybe, you fire your purple to build up your blue, fire your blue to charge up those black tiles, and then beat them up with that stick. But it sounds like his new purple is just a potentially much better nuke.
Yeah.
All right, well, I feel ill-informed because I don't have purple in front of me, but let's just say 4, 4, 5.
Okay, so there's more information. Donkey Teeth is actually saying that for a while he was broken, that you did the damage and got the steal.
Oh, that's way too much damage to also get steal.
Yeah. So sure, that was really good. I can see.
Bray, you have him champed, right? I think you're the only one of us that has him champed.
Oh, really? Yes, I do. I have him at a 281. He is a pretty powerful character. I play him at 355.
Sure.
I don't know what Ian said.
I said 4, 4, 5, but okay. I'll take 3, 5, 5 as well.
The staff is nice. It charges reasonably quick, but the damage on the boots and the damage on Power of Purpose is just, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Go with them.
Cool.
Yeah, mine's not champed yet, so he just has the covers he has. He's fully covered, but so he's a 5, 5, 3 at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I think I've probably sold 10 of them.
Right, because you're never going to have enough ISO.
Yeah, there's just never enough ISO for Mordo.
Well, so the internet says 5, 5, 3 is the most popular, and I'm curious if that's pre or post update.
Pre.
Yeah, I would have to bet that's probably pre-change.
Grinch McScrooge said, you hear that? That's the sound of Ian deflating.
Well, there you go. The featured character.
Of the week.
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 So yeah, absolutely. There you go. Baron Mordo, or the Mordo formerly known as Baron.
Yeah.
Our featured character of the week.
Is he good to use with anyone? Because I just use him as filler. I throw him in when I need a purple and a blue.
Yeah. He makes black. Yeah, I never use him, so.
Wait and get Vulture up and see how that works.
Yeah, Battery Bird, I think, is a way better choice. Anyway, moving on. What you got on the vine?
I'll go first. I got nothing.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's easy.
Well, I have 2 stars, but they don't count.
I got a Drax, a Cloak and Dagger, and a Mordo, probably all of which will get sold.
Gotta get that Mordo champed.
Yeah, no ISO.
I have 3, I don't have it up yet, but unless something has dramatically changed while I was away, I should have 3 Electras, because I didn't have enough hero points to roster her.
Oh, yeah.
After the free Electra event.
Sure.
But I did have some low-grade good fortune. For a while, my 3-star Star-Lord was at 5-2-5. And I had one that was like a day away from dying on the vine, and all of a sudden I got him to 5-3-5, could champion him, and didn't have anything go away on me. It was pleasing.
Nice.
It was pleasing to me. Mr. Bicklesworth. Anything exciting this week? Anybody get anything cool? I got nothing cool.
I got a Ghost Rider cover that also gave me a Carol cover.
Ooh.
The only downside, again, why I was asking about playing that event, my Ghost Rider cover brought my Ghost Rider to a 5-5-1.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, I cannot get any penance there on that guy.
Yeah.
But I did close out the other two.
I spent a big pile of CP on the Hornhead tokens and got Squadoosh.
Oh. Nope, that's what I got. That's where I got that Ghost Rider, was from the Hornhead token.
I didn't spend anything. I opened 2 of those tokens, and yeah, I didn't get anything. But I opened a heroic token and got my 14th Carnage cover.
Nice.
Oh.
Love so me some now, Carnage.
Yeah, now I have Medusa, Fantastic, and Carnage all championed.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's not the fastest thing in the world.
No. But it's good. It's solid. Yeah. And you can just keep using them.
Yep.
Oh, they're hurt? Go ahead.
Yeah, as long as you can live through the first like 3-4 rounds of a fight. And then all your temp starts kicking in so fast that you can ride out the rest of the battle with temp hit points.
Yeah.
So let's open some tokens. As always, brought to you by the one, the only, this guy.
This guy.
Yes, and despite my claims earlier in this show, concern shout out to this guy. I hope your parents down in Houston are doing well.
Oh, yeah, I know his family down there.
He does.
I hope they are well. That's some sad times down there.
It looks terrible.
That's a whole lot of water in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Hey, Samurai says that Mordo teams up well with Sandman because the desert is also barren.
Oh, boo earns.
He followed it up with, it's also barren coral.
Wah, wah. That definitely gets a yakety schmackety do. Quick, Ray, you're first.
Ah, I'm first. Clicking him in the eye. I had it up. Hey, guess what, Craig?
It's always Fair a five-star, Ray. It's always a five-star.
Yes.
Mr. Perfect, five-star. Five-star Spider-Man, stick around. Stick around.
Stick around.
Hey, Benny, screw you. Oh, man, that one always gets me.
No, my favorite is always, hey, Solly, remember when I promised I'd kill you last? I lied.
I lied. He is now a 2-0-1.
I hope you had room for my fist, because I'm going to jam it down your throat and rip out your spine. Poor Killian. He deserved better.
Who All loves right, you Spider-Man. And who do you love?
Killian.
Yeah, Killian!
I will poke Spider-Man in his biceps over here, because he looks muscular in this picture. See what I can get out of this 4-star. Oh, it's a 4-star Rolk. I think I have him champed, so that'll be my first person beyond just slightly above champed in the 4-star world.
Alright, I will poke some Spider-Man in the eye. As always for me, it's sadly a 4-star. It is hide, like unto iron.
Huh.
I don't know, what does I get my hide up to here? That makes hide level 275.
Sweet. I'm left feeling unsatisfied, so I'm giving him another eye poke in his
latest
legend.
Yeah, poke him all in the eye! Let's start this party with a bang!
That's what I get. Shame on me. I got a Riri Williams.
She's better now.
She's okay. I like
her.
Oh,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just... She was in the same situation as Rolk.
Oh,
she's
okay.
She's one of my three champions.
Oh.
Right. I completely forgot you had her champion.
Yeah, she's spectacular. I bring her along on a lot of things. I like that she punches two people instead of just one with her repulsor gauntlets. Yeah, she's just really good. I use her probably daily. So there we go. That was the opening of said tokens by everybody's favorite guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. Soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We have our very own podcast network, which includes this show and several other great shows that all can be checked out at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We try to provide you with as many links as we can on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com. So if you want to fill your life with a variety of great shows, check out Soon to Be Named Network, soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Sorry. Cactus Jack just posted. I don't know what it is. Creepy dude staring at me. I don't know. Sorry.
I don't know what that is.
But we're not using that name, so stop it.
Yeah. Anything else? You guys got anything else under the go to the order?
Did I mention that Carnage was my 40th 4-star champion?
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Sorry, I was kind of proud about that.
I have no idea how many I have.
That's all I got.
That'd require counting. Really wish it would just tell you.
Sorry, my game was open, and I'm going to comment on something that I had previously not taken the time to read because I am very slow when it comes to this game and our alliance. Ray, whoever DAC-9 is?
Yes.
That's fine. Shame on you for even considering playing this game on your honeymoon. Please focus on your wife, family, and friends.
All I know for sure is if he's going to, like, the Dominican, there's no internet there. And as a 1-2400 baud dial-up modem that connects you to CompuServe, and you have to type in, like, keyword MPQ and then hit go, and then Prodigy shows up and tells you things.
I mean, the only way that I can accept that you are playing this on your honeymoon is if you are resting your mobile device on your new wife while consummating the marriage.
Wow.
Then you are the coolest person in my alliance, right next to me. Otherwise, please enjoy yourself and stop taking this seriously.
In any case, right, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations as well.
All right, that's all we got then. All right, so thank you, and again, everybody, for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our webpage. You can go there. Follow the Patreon links if you'd like to become a sponsor of this here show. If you click on the Amazon banner, if you buy something there, then we get some dollars, and we'd really appreciate it that way as well. You can head on over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3, buy yourself some sweet, sweet swag. It's way better than, you know, Joe swag, because we don't sell stickers.
He likes stickers. What's wrong with stickers?
Shush up, you. I'm trying to get me a sweet Joe burn.
I didn't realize there was a sticker controversy.
He is always hawking stickers on his show constantly. Like, what year is this? Am I 12 at the book fair at work at school? Like, I need to buy stickers
for the Scholastic reader?
Yeah.
I did like the book fair.
The tour book fair?
But yeah, I don't know. Man likes stickers. What can I say?
It's true. You can follow us, send us comments on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums on our webpage or on Facebook or Twitter. All those things. The social media of your choice.
Social media in general?
Not Snapchat.
Oh, right.
No.
Or what's the image one?
Pin
something?
No Instagram? Pinterest. No Pinterest, no Instagram. None of those things.
Nah. All right. Some social media.
Oh my. Okay. I think that's all I got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't press the jolly candy like button. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.